Hi, and welcome to my podcast. Let's pause this rat race of life and unwind with some practical tips on how to declutter our homes, our lives, and gain that inner peace all of us mamas are searching for. So let's dive right in with some great tips, stories, and advice on how to start our journey with living simply, getting rid of clutter, and gaining a satisfying minimalist lifestyle. Hi guys, you're listening to episode 2 of the Messy Minimalist Mama podcast. I'm Marissa, your host, and today I want to dive into the topic of curating your home. I think it is so vital to have a game plan for your home. When you have a game plan, everything else for your home automatically falls into place, whether it's decor, organization, or getting rid of clutter. This game plan will be the guideline for everything that comes into our homes. It helps us simplify and minimize. But not only that, it helps us think more intentionally about what we say yes and no to in our lives. When thinking about this topic for this podcast, I decided to choose the word curating because it simply translates to the word overseer. The word curator or overseer literally just means selecting, organizing, and looking after items. Isn't that exactly what we do on the daily anyway as a mom? We just do it without thinking about it. It's second nature for us. We are constantly overseeing the kids, their toys, making dinner, or schedules. So let's take a moment and look at our homes. You can pause this episode and think on this just for a moment if you would like. But let's picture the home you want to live in. Let's call this the perfect home plan. What does that look like when I say the words perfect home plan? It should be the home you are so proud of to share with your kids and your family. Picture the atmosphere. How does it feel? Do you automatically picture a home with less items? A lifestyle that is not as fast-paced? Go ahead and pause to think on this just for a few moments. Do you find your thoughts automatically start thinking about a minimalist lifestyle? For me, this is my perfect home plan. I picture a home with very minimal items, clothes, or toys. I picture a home that has beautiful farmhouse decor, a home that is bright, airy, and clean with minimal toys. I picture not having electronics or TVs. I picture my kids playing and running around the house or outside. I picture myself baking cookies in the kitchen, maybe folding a small load of laundry, or listening to a podcast or reading a book on the couch. Because my home is decluttered and my house is picked up, maybe I'll even say I see my family planning a couple family vacations because minimalism has bled into my finances. I picture a calm, inviting atmosphere. I picture myself not enrolling my kids into a ton of sports or lessons because I don't want the obligation of cluttering up my evenings, running to and from soccer practice, piano lessons, and the list just goes on. I want to have family dinners around the table every evening instead. The perfect home for you may look different than mine, but I want you to write this out. Write out on a piece of paper what you want your home to look like. You may even want to get creative and make it decorative or hang it on a wall like a vision board. Either way, this is going to be your guide for decluttering and being a curator of your home. Now that you have written out your perfect home plan, let's go back to this place one more time. So pause the episode, close your eyes, and let your mind wander to this beautiful picture of a home. Embed this visual and feeling into your mind. This way you can cope with burnout mode because sometimes it really is just easier to throw in the towel. Now let the not so fun part begin. It's time to snap back into reality. Look at your home now. Do you already have the perfect home? Or do you automatically see all the clutter in your home? Do you see chaos? Is your home and do you see a packed schedule of run, run, run? Now, doesn't it look so depressing? It's time to do some painful work and get rid of these things that are keeping us from living a full minimalist or a simple lifestyle. Now, I realize this is going to be a process. It won't happen in the 10 minutes of this episode, but this episode is simply designed to go with you every day because if and when you're ready, you will achieve this sooner than you think. First, let's talk scheduling. because I know when thinking about being a minimalist or minimalism, we often tend to think about our homes and all the items in our homes, but our schedules and our time, it's just as valuable as having a beautiful minimal home. And our schedules, they really are just as cluttered as our homes are. So besides your daily work grind, are you overcommitted to your job? Is there anything you can do to lighten your workload? Or how about the kids? Did you obligate them for any activities? Is there a way to postpone some of these obligations to free up some time in your schedule during the week? What about yourself? Are you involved in any obligations that you could postpone? Let's look at the weekend. Do you have to go to 3 birthday parties on Saturday? Or could grocery day consist of utilizing click lists from Kroger or buying your groceries online and simply picking up in the stores during the week? These are just a couple things to get your mind thinking in the right direction. I have learned saying no does not mean that you are being rude. You can simply say no in a very nice and respectful way. Oftentimes, you will feel good about yourself and others will respect you for putting your values of your home and your family and your time first, rather than overcommitting to a ton of activities. If looking at your schedule is too tough right now, let's look at our homes. Now, do you see unwanted pictures on the wall? Too much furniture? What do you see adding value to your perfect home plan? And also, what do you see that is not adding value to your perfect home plan? The things that are not adding value, we can eliminate them. More often than not, I promise you, you can eliminate every one of those unwanted items, or time stealers. We just need to give ourselves the permission to do so. After all, we are in control. With your perfect home plan sheet, stick it on your fridge or in the heart of your home, because this is going to be a reason for decluttering, and this is your reason for curating what now will come into your home and what you allow not to come into your home. Share this with your family, work together on this, or if it's just easier, do it yourself. So when times get tough and the task of decluttering looks too big to tackle or painful or daunting, simply look at your perfect home plan. Take a moment to picture this scenario again. This will help you recharge your battery and finish tackling the task at hand. If your home is already minimal, still create this perfect home plan and take mental note of it. Keep it at the front of your mind so in the future you can reference this plan. It will work kind of like this. Does the items I presented with match to what my plan for my home is? Or ask if this item bringing you value. Or ask, is this item bringing value to my perfect home plan? Check yes or no. Or is this obligation I am being presented with match up with my perfect home plan? Check yes or no again. You will never stop being a curator of your home. You'll never not be able to stop curating. It's a daily task, mentally and physically, from toys being presented to come into the home, from junk mail trying to make its appearance on the counter for the next month. Curating your home is like standing at the front door with a checklist. As items and plans or obligations pass by, you will pull up your perfect home plan in your mind and check yes or no to what fits in. The more you think about your plan and dwell on your plan, the more it becomes second nature to decide what you allow into your home and your schedule. For me, I aim to always put my kids, husband, and church first. All else comes last. So when I am presented with situations, I ask myself, does this take away time from my kids? If so, is it worth it? The same with my husband and my church. I understand life gets messy and we unfortunately have to take on some things we wish we did not have to. But just remember, that is just a season and it will pass. And life will throw curveballs, that's just life. But I am talking about the clutter in your schedule, the white noise. This home plan will also help you find things that add value to your life. Maybe freeing up your schedule on Friday nights from work obligations or extended family outings allows you and your family to have family night. What are some things you can add to your life that bring value and meaning and help you achieve your perfect family goals? Being a curator of your home doesn't always mean eliminating. For some, it could mean adding or replacing. So I hope this has helped you to look at your home in a different light. I hope this is going to help you form a game plan to declutter and simplify your home and your life. Let's work on fiercely curating our homes for ourselves and our families, because I promise you it will pay off. Here are some simple tips to help you get started in creating your home and your life. Tip number one, first, give yourself the permission to be a curator. Give yourself the permission to say no to things, because we often get caught up in the do's and don'ts of life that someone else has set for us. We live our lives according to what society says and what we think the rules of life are. We try to fit into that perfect cookie-cutter mold that society presents to us. So right now, I give you the permission to fiercely curate your home and your life. Tip number two, create your perfect home plan and hang it in a place you will always see it. It can be a simple piece of paper on your fridge, or get your family or kids involved like mentioned before, and make it into a vision board. Use up some of the old craft supplies you have hanging around your home. Or make this vision board elaborate, hang it on the wall at the heart of your home, and have fun with this and reference it often. And if you do this, please hashtag me, Messy Minimalist Mom, on Instagram or Facebook so I can see your pictures too. Tip number three, if you are asking how to make this perfect home plan vision board, simply print out or cut out some pictures that you can add to this board, like pictures of children playing or pictures of minimalist rooms such as living rooms or kitchens that spark a desire and an interest to you. Hang pictures of family vacations you want to take this summer. Or hang pictures of you and your family on this vision board of some of the best memories you had and make it a point to get back to those. Well, that's all I have for now. I hope you enjoyed this episode and you enjoyed yourself. And I hope you look forward to many more episodes. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you liked what you heard, tap the star in the right-hand corner to get more notifications when new episodes are out. But most importantly, if you know a mama who could benefit from this episode, please share with her via text or email, and let's support each other. Until next time, keep on making those steps to gain a more minimal lifestyle, because in the end, we all know it's worth it.